Welcome back to the Apple Podcast. Join us today as we discuss the case Irving Independent School District versus Tatro, decided in 1984. This U.S. Supreme Court decision clarified the scope of services schools must provide under the Education for All Handicapped Children Act, now known as the Individuals with Disability Education Act. Let's explore. Amber Tatro was an 8-year-old student attending Irving Independent School District at the time of the case. She had spina bifida, which resulted in orthopedic and speech impairments, as well as a neurogenic bladder, which required clean intermittent catheterization, also referred to as CIC, every 3 to 4 hours to prevent kidney damage. At an IEP meeting, Amber's parents requested that her school provided CIC services during school hours as part of her individualized education program. The school district refused, arguing that CIC was a medical service excluded from the related services schools were obligated to provide under the Education for All Handicapped Children Act. Amber's parents brought the matter before the district court and State Board of Education, claiming the refusal violated Amber's rights to a free, appropriate public education. The district court sided with the school, but the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals reversed, holding that CIC was a related service necessary for Amber to benefit from her education. The case then went to the Supreme Court. In an 8-1 decision, the Supreme Court affirmed that CIC qualifies as a related service under the Education for All Handicapped Children Act. The court held that related services encompass supportive services necessary for a child to benefit from special education. Amber's inability to attend school without CIC demonstrated that the procedure was essential for her educational access, fitting squarely within the definition of a related service. The court also distinguished medical services provided by licensed physicians and excluded them from school health services, which can be administered by a nurse or trained layperson. Since CIC could be performed by a non-physician with minimal training, it was deemed a school health service rather than a medical service. Additionally, the court emphasized that the Act's primary goal was to ensure meaningful educational access for children with disabilities, and services like CIC, which enable students to remain in school and benefit from instruction, are critical to fulfilling that promise. The court ordered the school district to provide CIC as part of Amber's IEP but reversed the lower court's award of attorney fees under the Rehabilitation Act, ruling that the Education for All Handicapped Children Act provided the exclusive remedy for disputes over educational services. Justice Brennan, in a partial dissent, agreed with the majority on the obligation to provide CIC, but argued that the award of attorney fees should have been upheld. He emphasized the importance of ensuring families can seek redress for violations of their children's educational rights without financial barriers. The decision in this case set a vital precedent in defining the scope of related services school must provide under federal law. It underscored the importance of ensuring with disabilities receive the support they need to fully access their education. Thank you for joining the Apple Podcast. Stay tuned for more episodes exploring landmark cases at the intersection of law and psychiatry. Until then, stay informed and stay engaged. See you next time.